The Gemara continues with a, this is of course the famous sugya from Vav Amud Aleph till Zayin Amud Aleph of Tukfa Kohen. We haven't gotten into the actual Tukfa Kohen parts yet, which are perhaps the biggest sort of all over Shas aspect of the sugya, meaning Tukfa Kohen, Motzino Samiyado, or In Motzino Samiyado, but not very hard to understand in our Gemara. I want to start with the basic framework of the Gemara, which is just try to figure out what they were talking about, how to follow the Shakwataria, which is just a very, very cryptic Gemara. The Gemara says, Im Tinsi Lomer, Im Tinsi Lomer, talk to Echvanim Otsino Samiyado, Hekdisha Inim Kodeshis. If we had an Ibaya, right? Right, the Ibaya was about Shasak, it was Tzabach, the Farshim assume he dealt the same suffix. In Tinsuloma, the answer to that is that Motzino Samiyadu, Tisha and Kadeshis. If grabbing it doesn't work, then Hektish doesn't work. In Tinsuloma, talk to Echvanenu, Ein Motzino Samiyadu, Hektisha below Takva, Mahu. So if you assume grabbing doesn't work, then for sure Hektish doesn't work. But if you assume grabbing does work, then what about Hektish? Since Hektish is just as good as Kifa, because, right, the general rule is that if you say something's Hektish, if you're Moser to Hektish, so saying something's Hektish is like a Misa of handing it over. It's like Tkifa. Right, or maybe, since right now you haven't actually been Tokef it, you can't be Makdashit. What if it's really yours? Why can't you be Makdashit? Because just like Ishii Besos, you could be Makdash. So likewise, you can be Makdash things that are under your that are in your possession. And here you obviously don't possess the other half. You might possess your half of the Talos. That's not what's interesting. You don't possess the other half of the Talos. Okay, Tashma the High Masusa. So how would we read this Gemara? By now, I'm sure we're all very clear, and the Rabban puts very nicely on what the basic problem is, right? On the problem being the Gemara, hopefully we're clear by now. The solution, that's, that would take a lifetime, perhaps. But what's the initial, right? How many cases are there that we're comparing to each other? One is Hikdisha, Hikdishwat, right? Hatalis, below Takfa. What do we compare that to? Tashma. You want to know the answer to that? Well, we can tell from the Masusa. Similar case. That was also a Kedisha below Takva. Right? Tashma dehahi Masusa da v'mantu li betray. Hayam r'yidihu, hayam r'yidihu. They were arguing about a certain merachatz. Kam chabineu akdisha. Right? One of them, I guess, just decided to be spiteful in the end. Says, forget it. Right? Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim. Right? Says, if I can't have it, you can't have it either. It's hektish. So they were all, as all the rabbis were misupik what to do, they weren't sure what to do. After all, 50-50, maybe the guy who's makjit was the owner. So they, being tayin, did not use the merachatz. But amalei rosh of the rabbi, he also came to chis lekafri boy minei. They weren't sure what the halacha was. So Rav Oshi told Rabbi, when you go to Rav Chist and Kafri, ask him and he'll pass him for us. Also the Surah. Amli Rav Nuna, he didn't get to Kafri, he just got as far as Surah. And Rav Nuna says, oh, you don't have to go to Kafri and ask Rav Chist. I can answer that. Masnisane, it's a Mishnah. Safik b'chor, se'ech b'chor, adam yech b'chor b'hema, bein torim bein temeyim. Right? Three kinds of b'chor. I think it was the only three kinds of Tush b'chor. B'chor adam, lishim chamishlan. B'chor b'hema tahora, which is could be mamish carbon. And Bechor Behemoth Tameya, which is Petr Chamor. All three of these are Matnos Kehuna, right? The Pidyon HaBen, and the Bechor Behemoth Tahora, and the Pidyon Petr Chamor, all Matnos Kehuna. So in all these cases, I'm Motzmeh Ha'al Varaya, right? The Motzmeh Ha'al Varaya, which certainly means on the simplest level, right? The Bailam doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. The Tami Alar Sur Begiz Vavoda, but in his linyan mamonis and losing varaya. Linyan iser, you have to be machmir. So derais lachamra, and there's an iser giza. There's an iser giza vavoda. That's why the iser giza vavoda agav is why bizman hazeh, right? We're nohig not to have b'chor behema tahora. Obviously, iser giza vavoda. I should point out is obviously only by b'chor behema tahora. We're knowing not to have b'chor behema tahora nowadays because if you did have a b'chor behema tahora, then it would be usher b'giz of avoda, and then the problem is you would come to a takala because over the years, eventually someone's going to accidentally be gozes or Ovid with it.
Or
eat it without a mum, right? Or eat it without a mum. So that's why nowadays we don't have Bechor Behema Tahora. How do we not have Bechor Behema Tahora? We sell it to a guy before the mother gives birth. That's why if you look in the Shelos Shetshuvos literature, if you want to look in Shelos Shetshuvos about Kinyanim, only two cases where they discuss Kinyanim. They hardly ever discuss Kinyanim in terms of actual business. Yeah, people figure out when someone's bought something from someone. It's usually either Mechiras Chametz, when you have to know what's a Chalos Kinyan, or Mechiras Bechor. Okay, back to regular schedule.
Mafkira,
what? Yeah, the Mafkira, right. You have to sell the mother before it gives birth. Once the mother gives birth, it's too late. Okay, Vayter. We'll see later on, of course. Bechor, Pidyon Ben, were of course no egg, Maisim Chol Yom. Bechor, Behema Temeya. I think in Europe they were also no hag to sell to a guy, but that's not really necessary because you could let your, or maybe they didn't even have a lot of chamor, you could let your chamura give birth to a bechor, then you would hold it b'sen, give the set to a kohen that says chulim yad kohen. That's why nowadays there are these people out there who like to do cool mitzvahs. Right, the mitzvot nidirot, societies. One of the ones they love to do is pidyon, peter, chamor. Okay, always good to do mitzvahs. Now, anyway, the assumption is, and this is going to be, again, this is a whole Shas Sugi. If you ever look at the Shas Sefer Tukva Kohen, right, he's 100 page Sefer Tukva Kohen. Right, that depends how many pages, 8 page Sefer, whatever it is. All on this question of Tukva Kohen, Matsino Samayado, or Ain Matsino Samayado, which we'll get to. But for now, they think that the Mishnah means that if the Kohen grabbed it, he could keep it. How do we know? It says the most memorable right. It doesn't say the Bailam wins. That's a multi-rechel raya. What does that imply? That implies that whoever's holding it wins. Maybe the Bailam's holding it, he'll win, but if the Kohen grabs it, then he'll win. So we see that the Kohen, if he grabbed it, he would win, which makes him parallel to the Talis. If you grabbed it, you would win. We're in the infants alone where the grabbing works, and makes it parallel to the Masusa. The Masusa, Pasha, the case we call the Olimvar, right? Whoever grabs it, most of the portion assume it's called Olimvar, whoever grabs it wins. And can he be Makhshit or not? Natani Allah, sir, begins Baboda. And we see the Kohen can be Makhdishet. So we see that even if though he didn't grab it, even before he grabs it, his Hekdish is Chal, and that's Poshet the Masusa. Something before. Of course, this is only according to a certain Havamina. The Havamina is that the Kedushas Bechor flows from the Kohen's bias, right? The Havmina is the wise Bechor Behema Tahora Kadosh, because it says implicitly the Kohen is Makdashit. It's Kadosh because it belongs to the Kohen. Here it only belongs to the Kohen if he grabs it. This shows that being Makdashit, every Kohen is implicitly Makdash the Bechor, right? It flows in the bias of the Kohen. So this shows that grabbing, being Makdash works just as well as grabbing. In the end, we say that's not true, right? The Gemara said, the Rabba, Amrli Rabba, no, Kedushas Bechor Kamar. What do you mean, Kedushas Bechor? The old man will tell you when you'll see him. It could be the coin has nothing in the Bechor. It could be the coin's a zero in the Bechor. Maybe if he grabbed it, he'd have to give it back. Maybe it's not parallel at all. Maybe the coin has no rights. Why is it Kadosh? If you look at it, because of Avoda, Kedushas Bamelech, shiny. And it's still also because of Avoda, because the truth is that the Kedushas Bechor is Kedushas Bamelech. Meaning the Kedushas Bechor has nothing to do with the coin. The Kedushas Bechor is a separate thing, independent of Bailos of the coin. Meaning it's not that it's Matnas Kahuna, and therefore since Matnas Kahuna, it's as if the Kohen is Makdish through his Vayivos, and it's Kadosh. No, it's Kadosh. And separately it's Matnos, Kahuna. Therefore, since the Kedusha comes by itself, of course, we use Safik Dereis L'Chomer, it has nothing to do with Vayivos. And therefore, it's not at all a Raya to Ari Vaya, which is if the Bailam wants to use their Koch Vayivos to be Makdish. Okay, so Safik Bechor is not a Raya.
If Kedushas Bechor is comes from birth, what's the Havamina to say that it comes from the Bailos of the Kohen?
Alright, this is always the question of, how good does the Havamina have to be in the Gemara? This is already a philosophical question. So obviously, the Havamina in the Gemara was that, we all know the Kedushas Kohen comes from birth. We all know the Matnas Kahuna. Sorry, the Kedushas Bechor comes from birth. The Matnas Kahuna comes from birth. So the Havamina is that every Bechor, Behemoth Tahora that's born is Matnas Kahuna, and then there's an automatic din that the Kohanim are Makdashit. And that the Kedusha flows from the Hakdusha of the Kohanim, the implicit Hakdusha of the Kohanim. Okay, is it a good Havmina? Is it a bad Havmina? I'm not sure, but it's a Havmina. And Kamash will then know that the Chalos of Kedusha is totally separate from the Matnos Kehuna Shabo and is not coming from the Kohen, it's just coming from the Etz, from Hashem, from the Etzem Metzias of being a Bechor. All right, so in the end, they can't bring a right for Savi Bechor because Savi Bechor is irrelevant. It's Kedusha Abba Me'ilah.
Is this clear that it's a Havoina Maskana or is it Machlokes Bin Rav Hanuna and Rava?
It is... okay. As of now, it's not clear, but the next line of the Gemara says... Right? I can prove that Rab is right. So everyone seems to agree that Rab is right in the end. Even the Rambam, who's not so posh, seems to agree that Rab is right in the end in this respect. Because, what's the Tanu Say Allah? Not of a Kedusha Me'Allah. Tanu Say Allah that Tokvo Kohen Mutzino Samiyadu. Therefore, once the Kohen has no rights, obviously the Kedusha can't come from him. So it must be Me'Allah. Right, how does he know the coin has no rights whatsoever? Hasfekas Nelson Dealis Aser. Vesel could I talk to one and see him so be Mayak Lesson Dear and Nims a potent one shall coin. We're not dealing with this part of the order yet. This is the part where the Tukva Kohen will see him some yellow, able to see him some yellow. I'll prove to you the Kohen has no rights at all because you can count the suffix towards your Meister Behema, meaning if you have none of your animals, you can give the suffix as the Meister Behema. And if the coin had rights to it, how can you pocket your animals with the Mumon Kohen, etc.? Okay, we'll come back to that, Gemara. Let's skip to, it's a tangent now. Let's skip to after the tangent. My Havidol de Masusa, it says, about 10 lines down Dav Zayin, Taka, what's the Psaka Masusa? In Safik Bechor is irrelevant. But we don't know what the Psaka Masusa is. Tashma, Dom Rav Chibar Avin, Hava Uvda Be Rav Chista, Rav Chista Be Rav Huna, Upashta, right in the end, Rav Huna didn't succeed in proving anything. So, so there is an Maisa came for Rav Chista, right, Lich Ora, the Pashup shot is it was that Maisa that Rav in the end went, someone in the end went to Rav Chista after Rav Nuna didn't succeed in being Poshedit. Right, Rav Nuna tried to be Poshedit. Rava was Docha him, so in the end they went to Rav Chista. Rav Chista, Be Rav Huna, O Pashup, Haldam Rav Nachman, Kol Mom Shin Yachol Tzvi Vadayana Mekdisho, Eino Kadosh. Right, that if you can't prove, you can't win it in Bez Din, even if it might really be yours, I'll leave it to Emes. But if you can't prove it in Bez Din, then you can't be Makdash. Since I couldn't prove it was his masusa in Bez Din. Therefore, the heck just nachal, and everyone went back to bathing in the bathhouse. Hayyid, then the garment said, Dear Kayachal, it's Yudin and the Gishu Kaddish. What does that mean? If you can prove it's yours in court, then you have the right to be Makdash. Even though you haven't gotten it in court yet, right? Because I could theoretically win in court, that's enough reason to be makdashit. Right? There's a famous meme of Yochanan, anyone learning from Kama says that if you steal something from me, neither of us can be makdashit. You obviously can't be makdashit because it's not yours. I can't be makdashit because it's not in my possession. Now, stam case is, even if I can prove that it's yours, that it's mine. I can prove that it's mine, I can sue you in court and get my Zayla back. But right now it's still in your hands, so I can't be makdashit. So isn't that against Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says, whoever could win in court wins. Here we see, even if you can win in court, it's not so pashut. If you haven't actually gotten it in your hands yet, no problem as far as Mesuzah Metalpul Yosino, Mesuzah Mekarkoya, Skinan, Chiyokul Tzibayan, and Bershusa Kaima. This was not a Mesuzah of Metalpulin, this was Mesuzah of Karka. And Rav Yochanan only applies to Metalpulin. Metalpulin, that someone could steal from me their Gzela and someone could take it into their Rishus. We're not going to get into Rabbi Kiva Eger yet. But he was talking about Masusa, Metalpulin, and Karka. Karka's sitting there. No one can take Karka from anyone. It's just sitting there. Therefore, if I could win in court, that's enough to Makdash the Karka because it's right there sitting waiting for me. As opposed to if you steal my cow, even if I could win in court, who says I'm going to get the cow back from you? Therefore, I can't be Makdash it. Okay.
I don't understand the problem with this bathhouse. It's not Kedusha Saguf, it's Kedusha Mamon. Why couldn't they just pay to go in and use it?
Ah, okay, great question. Why can't you... The Ritva and Tosafot Parrots ask a similar question. They say, why can't you be poed in the bathhouse, right? Unlike Safek Bechor, right? That's Kedusha Saguf. Why not be poed in the bathhouse? So the answer is, this gets into... Okay, Lumdus that we're not going to get into now. The simple answer is because, don't say pay to go into it. Either something's hectish or it's not, right? I mean, I'd have to be poed to it. Why not be poed to the bathhouse?
Couldn't he's worried and say, okay, this is ours, we're going to let people use it and they'll pay for it.
Well, how can you do that if it's something?
Okay. That is very, very, very... That is very not pashut. You're assuming that I can pay a dollar and go bathe in Hektish's bathhouse.
If the Gizbor lets me.
Why can't I just pay a dollar and go bathe in the bathhouse of Hektish if the Gizbor lets me? First of all, that is not so pashut. That depends on a famous chakira that we dealt with during the summer, indirectly, as to whether the Isser of Hektish is Hanah from a Cheftim Hektish or Gzela from the Bailus of Hektish. If you assume the Isser of Me'ilah is an Isser Gzela, then whatever, if I work it out with the, if I paid for my bathing, then it should be okay. But if you assume it's an Isser Hanah, then as long as the Cheftish of Hektish, it's also Hanah. And no one wanted to be poded from the Hektish because no one wanted to pay so much money in the Gizbar. Why do I want to be poded with the whole thing? Like, no one volunteered to be poded it from Hektish, and therefore it remained a Cheftza of Hektish. So again, if you assume that the Isser of Me'il is an Isser Hana, then you have your answer right there. If you assume that Taka, really, you could rent Hektish. Right, that's what you're talking about. I could rent Hektish for a dollar as long as I, you know, work it out that I'm not gozling from the Gizbar. Then you could just make the okemta that, you know, there was no Gizbar around who was interested in this transaction, in this setup, and the Gizbar wasn't interested in running a bathhouse. So you could get out of it. Especially since it's not so clear exactly, meaning what kind of Gizbar, right? If you think about, who are we talking about? Rav Chananya, Rav Oshia, Rav Amnuna, Rav Chista. There's no Beis HaMikdash, right? This is 100 years after the Beis HaMikdash. It's not so clear exactly how to find a Gizbar.
That's what the Mitzvah said. That's why you came in
Bechala on... Right. It's not so clear how to find a Gizbar, right? Meaning there was no Gizbar. What would you have to do to be poded? You'd have to take money, be poded, and throw the money into the Yamagadol. So it's not so pasha. Okay, right.
In the Tosos, the Hikdisha talks about a Gizbar.
That was a theoretical question. Okay. Yeah, theoretically, when the Gizbar comes. Who's the Gizbar? It's an interesting question. In the days of the Churban, who's the Gizbar? In the 3rd century, who's a Gizbar? So, the 4th century, maybe by then. 4th century, who's a Gizbar? So, I don't know, it's a good question, meaning, lechor, there was no one appointed with the title of Gizbar by the king in the Sanhedrin, etc. So, how do you have a Gizbar? So, I don't know, but don't bring me right from Tosos, because he's talking theoretically, not historically. Okay, fine. Tosos, we're in Paris, we're interested to ask, why can't you just be pulled? Why didn't someone just volunteer to be pulled for a pruta and throw the pruta to the Amagadol? Because now, in the days of the Churban, you're allowed to be pulled for a pruta, like we all do for Meiser Sheni. So, you're allowed to do Hektish also, you're allowed to be pulled for on a pruta. And basically, the answer is that everyone agrees in one form or another that only the guy who's makdish can be poded for a pruta. And he didn't want to. That was his whole point. He wanted to stick it to everyone. But someone who wasn't the one who was makdish cannot be poded for a pruta, and therefore they had no solution.
Okay. But you have the second side of it. Maybe it wasn't makdish. Maybe it belonged to the other guy. Yeah, you can't be poded off him.
Oh, no. Mimadashach, meaning... Only one guy needs to be poded. If it was mine, then it's not Hektish. If it was yours, then you're the one who can be poded. Okay, right. Now, I guess they could have just tried to ask the guy politely to be poded for a pruta and solve the problem. But obviously, that wasn't shayach, because if you've ever seen two people fighting over Dini Mamanos, then you know that no one's interested in being reasonable and making things convenient for everyone. They're just interested in winning, broadly defined. Which is why Ma'asim Chol Yom, that people fight over, you know, $20,000 and they each spend $30,000 on the lawyers to win. And the famous Reb Chaim story. Okay, not for now. I mentioned it in the Chuvah Rasha. What's the basic problem reading the Gemara? And then the Gemara has an answer, right? What's the basic problem reading the Gemara, right? The Ramban says it over very nicely and pithily. Timhani, but talk for the Mahanya. Hold on. Im Timtzo Lomar, right? Tatva Vishasak Ulvasof Savach Mahani. Imotzi Miyada, right? Im Timtzo Lomar. Right? Then we have a question of Hektish. What's the Im Timtzo Lomar? Why does Shtika work? Why does it work to grab, right? Even Samach might have a little mom, but why does grabbing work? Because of?
Hodah.
Right? So, what's the problem? The problem is, this instance of Lomar is that it's Hodah. So now, what's the question? Hikdish talis below takva. The question is, right? Should it work because of Hodah, right? At Kifa works as Hodah, right? What about Hekdish? Would that also work as Hodah? Okay, then they're trying to be poshate from, that's what Tosus says, right? What does Tosus say? Tosus says, Hikdish will talk about Maho, my renami goes to Sosak, Shosak, the Shosak, Hikdish will soak Shoshala, Gizbert, Sovak, also Hikdish, Shoshala, will soak Sovak. And we boldly, what's the Ibaya? The Ibaya is, if it's a Hodah by Tkifa, what about Hekdish? What's the Ibaya? Is it a Hodah by Hekdish, right? Maybe on the one hand, right, this is also a duh, just like if I grab it in your silence, it's here. I also verbally grabbed it in your silence, so it should be a duh. And it's not a problem of gozal, when we say I should abide them. Over here, they weren't bringing Rabbi Yochanan. No, this wasn't a problem in Bershuso, why not? The shame in Yechol HaKdish, Zelfi Shein Hoshol, Zelfi Shein Bershuso. And here, once he's mode, that takes away the problem in Bershuso, they came into Odile. Once he's mode, then he wants to give me back to me. Ha'pikadon Sheishol Be'achirim. Once he's mode, then he's not stealing from me anymore. He's just holding on to it as a pikadon for me. The Yechol HaKdish, and I can be makdish something that someone else is holding on to me as a pikadon. Can Mukha, Versa, Svina, Gabi, Hau, Daisy, Kri, etc. The low Kaitzi, Demai, Rabbi Kedushos. Right, what's the case? A certain guy was selling gourds, pumpkins, whatever they are, and everyone picked them up, and he said they're all hektish, and they said, well, if they had fixed prices, then everyone bought them already, so you can't be knocked shit, which happened to happen. But if you hadn't made the price yet, then no one wanted to steal your gourds. They just wanted to buy them, so they're just a pikadon until they work out the price with you. And if it's just a pikadon, you can be knocked to shit. This is the classic proof we've shown him use all over Shas, that you can be knocked to shit a pikadon that someone's holding on to for you. So that's one side. Maybe it is Hodah. Odilma, Hekdish will have against Tkifa. Or maybe Hekdish is not like Tkifa. Because if I grab it, then he should scream. If he doesn't object, then he's Moda. But if I was Makdashid, who says he takes that so seriously? He's such a London that he knows I'm Russell of Rock and Russell Hedyot. Maybe he thinks sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me. Maybe it's no problem. Okay. Umaisi mehayi masusa the hektish chavishotzgidach. Therefore, they bring a proof from the masusa. Whereas also a case one guy was shosek and the other guy makdish. The other guy was shosek. Machorul makom tzavah. Umaskan lo be hektish amashtikas so inikoda. And then they decide it's not hektish and the show shtika is not kihoda. So hold on a second. We're trying to figure out, right? Is it kadosh? Is it hektish? Mitam Hodah or not, right? That's what we're trying to figure out. So how do we bring away from Masusa? So Yochori, you have to say Masusa is a case of Shasak Ulvasot Tzavach, and the question is it Hekdish Mitam Hodah or not? And then it's a good way to prove the Ibaya by Talis. The problem is, what do they try to prove Masusa from? From Safek Bechor, right? And in Safek Bechor, what's the problem we hit in Safek Bechor?
There's no Hodah.
Right? Right?
It's only by Hodah.
There's no Inyan of Hodah anymore by Bechor. What does the question by Bechor seem to be? The question by Bechor seems to be, can you be makdish something that might or might not be yours that the other guy's holding on to? Right? But then, we lost someplace in the chain, we lost ourselves basically. Right, that's the Ramban's question. Says the Ramban very pithily. Timahani, I'll talk for the Ramban. Shemini, oh, do you odile? You ma'inin ekdisha lekan. Why are you bringing hektish to Hodah? The Amri coming violently. We know do you odile ekdisha? Do you talk about? And if you say, oh well, we're asking whether there's Hodah in the case of hektish, and Ken Echim Mishnah Ba'in Sof Bechoros Pomam Sheni Yachol Otzi Dayanim. What did that do with Sof Bechor? What did that do with the Imam Sheni Yachol Otzi Dayanim? That has nothing to do with the question of Shtika Koda. So basically, we start with Shtika Koda, and we seem to end not with Shtika Koda. That seems to be the basic problem of the Sugya. Just a reading Shakvataria, reading the Shakvataria of the Sugya. So, how do we figure out Shat in the Sugya? So, okay, Rashi here is cryptic, but unique. What makes Rashi unique? He's the only one who takes Shasak Uvasof Tzavach and sticks it into Safek Bechor. Right? He's the only one who says Safek Bechor is still talking about Shasak Uvasof Tzavach. Right? I don't think any of the other Rishonim agree about this. Some of the Rishonim say it's equivalent to, it's parallel to Shasak, right? The Mechazim says it's parallel to Shasak, it's very cute. But he doesn't say it's a case of Shasa Uvasof Tzavach. He doesn't say it's a case of Odah. Rashi is the only one who takes Shasa Uvasof Tzavach and brings it into Safek Bechor. Now, I can't promise you how to read Rashi. Rashi doesn't say terribly much. If you notice, like all the other Rishonim are, you know, pages and pages. Rashi says very, very little in this sugya. He doesn't say too much. But maybe how would Rashi read the sugya? How would Rashi read this sugya, perhaps? He would say, this is Hodah. Maybe this is also a maybe this Ibai is also. Is it because of Hodah or not? That's what they want to know about. They want to know, well, if you're token, then that's going to Hodah. Does Hektish work with Talmudah? And Masusa was also there asking, is it Hektish because of Hodah? And maybe in the Bechor also, this is all the Okimta of Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach, right? We mentioned that Rashi last time. That Rashi says, what did we talk for Kohen Emotziyun Sama Yado? It's not talking about Stam holding something. It's talking about in the case of Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach. Maybe bring this Okimta Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach and Safek Bechor also and say this is the same question. Is it Hektish because of Hodah or not? And what do you want to be poshet? In the case of Safek Bechor, it's also a case of Rishosek. The shtick of Safek Bechor doesn't count so da to make it hektish. So they want to be poshet, just like the shtick in Safek Bechor doesn't work, the shtick in Masusa doesn't work, and the shtick in Talos doesn't work. And then they said, don't bring a raya from Tavu Kohen because they are the hektish. Sorry, I apologize. The shtick in Tavu does work. Therefore, the shtick in Masusa should work. Therefore, the shtick in Talos could work. And in all these cases, you have Odah. Since you have Odah, you're allowed to be Makdashit. Right? Maybe that's how to read it all. And then they said, don't bring a raya from Safek Bechor because that's the Dushab Amin Lan. Taka Masusa is not kadosh. So maybe that's how Rashi's reading the sugya. He's saying everything is talking about Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach. It's one big sugya of Hektish being Chal Mitam Hodah. Is Hektish Chal Mitam Hodah or not? Now, of course, the funny thing is, why did everyone in the world assume you couldn't talk about Shtika Kodah in Safek Bechor? They were just chazering from last time. Why did everyone assume you couldn't talk Shtika Kodah in Safek Bechor?
Because he has no idea.
Because no one knows anything. So, how is there Hodah in Safek Bechor? So you have to say, if you really want to bring this Rashi through, one of two things. Either, number one, a weird Okimta, which some of the Echronim say for Rashi. A lot of people discuss Rashi here, of like the more later Echronim. And some people want to say, Okimta, Shehabailim Yodu. Right? Meaning, it's not a case of an objective suffix that no one knows the answer to. No, we don't know the answer. What do you have to read in Rashi? Rashi says, what's Rashi's Lashon? And Safek Bechoro says, Behemesh Yodov in Yodu and Bichrikar Lo. He doesn't mean nobody knows. You have to say he means we don't know. But maybe the Bailam does know. After the Bailam does know, how do we know? When the Bailam went and bought this bought this Rachel, Efshar that he asked the previous owner if it ever had a baby yet or not, and Efshar that he knows it's a Bechor, So what do you have to say? You have to make an okimta that ein yodua means we don't know, but he does know. It's not a case where everyone throws up their hand and says, who knows? Let's use halachic principles to figure this out. It's a case where the Kohen's saying, come on, you know the truth. You know that it's really a bechor. And the Bailim doesn't say anything, and therefore it seems like the Bailim is moded that Taket is a Bechor. That is a big okimta that it's talking about a case of, basically, it's not a case of Shema Shema. It's a case of Bari Bari, right? It's a case where the Kohen tells the Bailim, come on, you know it's really a Bechor, and the Bailim Shtik is called Da. Efshar, that would be a big okimta, or what I mentioned last time, is that you have to say, meaning, anyway, you have to defend Rashi. How do you defend Rashi bringing the Shasa to Tzavach? Or you have to say that Rashi is along the lines of the Ksos, maybe going further here. Hoda'ah is not Hoda'as Baldin Mamish. Rashi's talking about Hoda'ah here. He doesn't mean, he's not talking about Mamish Hoda'as Baldin. No, who knows anything? He's talking about a different kind of Hoda'ah. Not just saying Eini Nishba, because Eini Nishba only applies to a very specific case of Talis. Eini Nishba is not relevant to Mesusa, and is not relevant to something Bechor, but it means, is not admitting, but conceding. Right? He doesn't mean what we think about those Baldin Kmei Eidin Dami in terms of I admit you're right. What he means is I concede, I let you have the upper hand. Right? I let you have the upper hand here, and until proven otherwise, right, I'm letting you get away with it. I'm not fighting with you over this. It's okay now. You're the Baldin until proven otherwise.
In this case, he still has to know something. The Baldin has to know something.
No, he doesn't. He can know nothing. I don't know anything. You don't know anything. The mice, I'm not fighting with you. I'm Shosik. I'm not objecting. If I'm not objecting, then now you win until proven otherwise. I can come back later and object. Once I have a later object, now I need to prove my case. I'm ultimately all the variety. Okay, that's one way, which is perhaps what Rashi means. Why do you say perhaps? Because Rashi definitely says Shasak Ulufsof Tzavach in terms of the Tukvo Kohen. He doesn't explicitly say that the Hektish case of Masusa or of Gizav Avud is Shasak Ulufsof Tzavach. So I'm just... mostly Echron assume, Rashi brings Shasas and Lusavach straight through. Now, it's a straight sugya. And in the end, the sugya decides, no. In the end, the sugya is poshet that. What's the sugya poshet in the end? Any moment I can't be most of the end is not kadosh. But they assume that means even if the guy shows it, it's not kadosh. Right? They sort of read that into Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, any money I can't prove in court is mine is not kadosh. Means any money, even if the other guy shows it, it's not kadosh. Okay, that's Rashi. Tosfos is, let's see how Tosfos reads the Gemara, right? Tosfos is no one else is willing to go as far as Rashi. No one else is willing to bring Shtika into Bechor. Everyone else assumes, Bechor, what did Bechor have to do with Shtika? Give me a break. That has nothing to do with anything. Bechor, no one knows anything. Like, why is it significant if anyone's quiet or not? Now, for two reasons they're not willing to bring Shtika into Bechor. Number one, because no one knows anything anyway. And number two, because nothing happened. Right? Meaning, in the case where Bechor is born, right? It's Aser B'Gizva Voda. What? It's Aser B'Gizva Voda because our Shosek? What do you mean? An animal was born. Why should I have screamed? Why should I have objected? How does Tosos navigate the Sogir? What does Tosos say? Anyone want to trace for me with Tosos? You're starting with an issue of Hodah. What's the suffix about Talis? Is it a psychological suffix or a lundish suffix? It's a psychological suffix, right? Meaning the lundus is no problem. I'll be lundus. How can you knock just something in your hand? No problems. If you were Shosek, it's a bikadon in your hand. Everyone knows you can knock just a bikadon, right? No big deal. So Tosu says it's a psychological suffix. Is shtika bifnei hektish significant? Okay, what about mesusa? So, how are we poshet that for mesusa? What's the suffix by mesusa?
Same thing.
The suffix by Masusa was is Chikav if they have to significant or not. That was the suffix they had by Masusa? The suffix they had by Masusa was a psychological suffix, whether the guy Shtika was significant or not? No, Tosafot said what the suffix of Masusa is, right? What's the suffix of Masusa? Is it a psychological suffix or a Lundish suffix? It's a Lundish suffix, says Tosfos. I'll tell you what the question of Masusa is. Came in the Karkoi, he bought me called Olin Var, he assumes Masusa Karka, right? Why? Because that's the end of the Gemara, right? That's Maskana of the Gemara, right? And when two people argue over whose Karka it is, the din is called Olin Var, that's what Purish Gemara and Cheska Zabatin. If neither of us has any Chazaka of any sort, we just argue whose Karka it is, it's called Zeh Omer Shalav Osai, Zeh Omer Shalav Osai, called Olin Var. So, since it's called Olin Var, V'cheven in takva ha'echa v'kdishav shiviyad ha'mastama tu lo paka. Mistama, in kol olim var, if one guy grabs it and he's machdish it, it's ekdish, meaning whoever grabs it now has the bailus, and if he's machdish it, it's kaddish. Afilu, chodzach v'yir takmin, even if the other guy grabs back, it's too late, it's already kaddish. It means while I have it, I can do what I want, right? While I have it, I can do what I want. So I can be machdish. So maybe, what's he saying? Maybe hektish can count as tkifa and hektish. If I was holding it, my hektish would be chal. So maybe be makdish counts as holding it. Why? Because when I'm makdish it, I am demonstrating that it's mine. I am acting as an owner over it. I am grabbing onto it verbally. And therefore it works. Odilma, kina fil gavar echem, yachol ha-sheini lach lo tuk v'inu zochah. But since, who is this against, by the way? That even if one guy won, the other guy could still grab it back against the famous shita of the in Kol Dolim Var. The Rush, right? The Rush says Kol Dolim Var, whoever gets first wins. But the Achron point out, Tosfos here is against him. Since in Kol Dolim Var you could go back and forth forever, who went in Hektish Votok for Lo Yochel Hektish Klal Kim Zachavir and Tokfa Yozoche, Lo Olim Hektish Mit Kifa. What's he saying? He's saying that, look, if I grab it, then that only has a temporary effect. If I grab it and I'm makdish it, that is a permanent effect. So, what about just being makdish it? If you said just being makdish it is as good as grabbing, well, that doesn't help because hektish has to be permanent, and therefore I don't have permanent bailus to be makdish. But if you say hektish like grabbing and being makdish, then already it works. That's the suffix. What do we see? Tkifa would work. If the Kohen was tokif and makdish, it would work. We see that even if he's makdish without tkifa, it works. Right? Misafik, bishop Hashem, yishavon chelik vav, lakei, kach yochel l'tokfa, alma, fil lo tokfa, chashuki lo tokfa, karvik disha ba'oda b'yado. B'dachi rabba, rabba, the hach, so I'm tokfa kohen l'tzim yad, b'alfi she'en kohen bo klum, da filu par tokfa l'tzim yado, da filu hach, yishavon kizim ba'oda, akar bishop b'dusha ma'ila, shiny, but we'll come back to the rest of the Tosos next time. So what's the suffix by Masusa? The suffix by Masusa is a Lundish suffix. What's the Lundish suffix? The Lundish suffix is, does hektish count as tkifa vehektish? Is the maisa of hektish, I mean, Russell is welcome to see Russell Lehenyot, is hektish considered such an achiza that it's as if I grabbed it and then maktish it or not? So Lundish suffix. Suffix Bechor, right, is the same Lundish suffix. Same Lundish suffix, right? And what do they want to be poshe? Just like it's also be given a vote because if the Kohen grabbed it, it was Makdashit. So to hear, being Makdash is like grabbing you Makdashit. And they say, no, that's Kedusha B'Mayileha. Taka, the real answer is that Hektish is not like grabbing it and being Makdashit. Because if I don't have proof in Bezdin, then I can't be makdish it. Okay, how do we make the jump? Right, there's a jump here, according to, you know. How do we make the jump? Right, so this is the Pnei Yeshua and the Gil Yonah Tosfos and the Shiva Gobetzes, and most of the Afronim agree, the Pashup Shad and Tosfos. How do I post you a psychological suffix from a Lundish suffix? Exactly, meaning. It's okay, I'll repeat it. Okay. Not to worry. I always repeat things that people say that are true and important. Sometimes either or. Rarely neither. How do you jump? There's a river in the middle of the sugya, right? On one side is the psychology of Hodah. On the other side is Safi Bechor, which seems to have nothing to do with anyone being Modeh. Rashi perhaps never crosses that river. He stays on the side of Hodah. Tosos wants to cross, almost everyone wants to cross that river. Where do you cross that river? Tosos says, here's the bridge to cross the river. No problem. What's the we weren't Poshe Talis from the Ibaya they asked in Masusa. We weren't Poshe Talis from the question they asked in Masusa. We were Poshe Talis from the question they didn't ask in Masusa. Right? What's the point? The point is, Masusa was also Shosach Ulubasov Tzavach, and they didn't care at all. What's the question they didn't ask the Masusa? That's what those said in the last one. Masusa was also a case of Shasak. And what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's Ibaya was, Taka, does it work? Because it's as if he was Tokif. The Gemara never asked, does it work because of Hodah? They didn't even ask, does it work because of Hodah? They asked, does it work because of Kodal and Var? They never even asked, does it work because of Hodah? Off the fact that the Gemara never even asked, does it work because of Hodah? From the fact that the Gemara asked the question from Masusa, which had nothing to do with Hodah, and Sir tried to answer from Sabbath Bechor, which has nothing to do with Hodah, proves that they didn't even think the Hodah angle was worth discussing. Why didn't they think the Hodah angle was worth discussing? Because obviously, shtika when someone's makdish is not kehodah. And that's how, so according to Tosas, they weren't poshet the talis on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. No, they were poshet Masusa on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. They were poshet the talis on the top of Vav Amud Beis. For the very fact that when they analyzed Masusa, they ignored the factor of hodah, is poshet that in the talis case, shtika is not kehodah. And one shtika is not kehodah, then it's in the other guy's hands. And obviously, I can't be mocked. There's something that's on someone else's hand. That is Tosfos. Right, so the Ma'abar is from what they didn't bother to think about when they analyzed Masusa. Okay, anyone want to give me another pshat? Let's... how about the Ritva? Anyone try the Ritva? What do you want to try? Anyone have any other Rishonim they think they have worked out? Or they can be Mechadish on their own. And then I'll tell them Mishakron that they're Mechavim too. There's really an infinite number of ways of working through the Sugya. Or at least a dozen or so. But that's how Tosfos solved the problem. He says they ignored, it was an original psychological question, they ignored the psychological angle of Nesusa and turned it into a Lundish question, which is Poshet, the psychological suffix.
The Ramban's never about Hodah, it's always about...
Great, the Ramban is never about Hodah. Excellent. The Ramban... Now, the Ramban doesn't actually carry you through terribly much, does he? He doesn't comment on most of it.
But it applies.
Correct, okay, good. The Ramban says this was never a case of Shasak Ulvasof Tzavach. Says the Ramban... Well, let's first do it outside. Obviously, the Imtim Tzolomar is... you know what? Can we start with the Ran, who's similar in this respect, just who's very, very clear? The Ran is solve the problem in another way. Says the Ran, and if I remember the fancy Ran in the last year, so he said his real reason was saying it was because of this year, right? His real reason wasn't to answer the Kasha of all the chronim against the Shach and the Rama and the Tor. That wasn't his real reason. His real reason was this one. What did the Ran say? The Ran says it must be that we never had an Ibaya about psychology. Our Ibaya was never about Hodah. So our Ibaya is about Hodah. How are we pushing it? So says the Ran, what's our Ibaya? Our Ibaya is never about Hodah. Our Ibaya is not a case of Shasak. It's not a case of Shasak at all. Not Shasak, so Tzavach. That's not what's going on here at all. What's the Ibaya? It is a Lundish Suffolk. What is the Lundish Suffolk? The lamdish suffik is not, is he moda? The lamdish suffik is...
Is it half and half, or is it the suffik?
Initial status.
The, no, that's not the suffik, that's the imtim to lomar. Because, hold on, if the suffik is the initial status of a talis, how are you approaching that from a susa? And suffik b'chor? So what's the lamdish suffik? The lamdish suffik is, can I be makdish, right? Something that's mine, let's assume, what do you mean that's mine? It might or may not be his, right? But al hatsad that it's his, right? Al hatsad that it's his, something that it's mine. If it is mine, I mean, according to the Ran, I don't think there's any chance it would be more than the suffik hekdish. Because the Ran says we're not dealing with Hodah here, we still don't know who's right, but whatever. Can I makdish something that's mine? If, why shouldn't I be able to makdish something that's mine? Because, what?
I'm not the control over, it's not my shist.
Exactly, if I'm not holding it. Obviously, by holding it, not holding it, I don't mean it's at home in my bedroom. Obviously, I can mock your son is at home in my bedroom. What I mean is, it's not in my possession. It's not totally in my possession. Okay, then, what's the question by Masusa? Is Masusa a good way to be posted that question? The question is, can I be mocked something that is not totally in my possession? Now, obviously, I have to have some house meaning that it's mine, right? Can I be mocked something that's not totally in my possession? Is that parallel to the question by Masusa? Can I be mocked or something that I'm not holding on to? Is that the same with the same question by Masusa? Yeah, Pashen, right? Same lumdish suffix. Okay, is that the similar to Bechor? Is that also a question someone wants to be makdish something they're not holding on to? Yeah, I mean, in the Havmin, the Kohen's being makdish it. We all know that Havmin is wrong. Meaning, in the end, Hashem is makdish the Bechor, and then gives it to the Kohen as a side, as a fringe benefit. But in the Havmin, the Kohen's makdish the Bechor, and again, please don't misquote me. I don't mean the Havmin, the Kohen gets up and is makdish the Bechor. The Havmin is that the Shevet of Kohanim are implicitly makdish every Bechor, right? Then it's the exact same. Lamdish suffik, it works very well. What's the only thing in the Ran that is a little tricky? Which is, what part of the Gemara now does he have to build a bridge over? The Ran is fine. Once you get hektish the talus, hektish the talus is great. You say, look, if I grab it, it would be mine, right? I mean, there's some possibility that it's mine. So maybe, even though I'm not holding it onto it now, I can be makdish it, and when I'm makdish it, it's mine. Or do you say, no, right now I'm not holding onto it, I can't be makdish it, can I be makdish something I'm not holding onto? Right? And then they say, well, Masusa, they wondered whether the guy could be makdish something he wasn't holding onto. And then they say, well, it's suffik b'chor, we see the coin can be makdish something he's not holding onto, and they want to be poshi that you can. They say, no, the coin's not makdish, God's makdish. Really, in Daf Zayin and Aleph, you can't be mocked as something you're not holding on to if you don't have proof in Beis Din. Okay, the problem is the Imtim to Lomar, right? What does any of this have to do with Shasak Elusof Tzavach, right? What does any of this have to do with Shasak Elusof Tzavach? What does that have to do with the Imtim to Lomar? The Imtim to Lomar is the break, because clearly the Imtim to Lomar is about Hodah, right? We were working on the Sugya about doing Odilei. So, as the Ran told us last time, how does the Ran build this bridge? Because the Ran tells us, is the Ibai of Shosel Lotzov Tzavach really about Hodah? What's the Ran Shita? And where did he get it from? He got it from here. How does he know the Ibai, that the whole name of Shosel Lotzov Tzavach is not really about Hodah? He knows because of this Gemara, because what did he do in Salomar? What did he say? The Ran says, no. The Ibaya of Shosak Olvotzov Tzavach is not psychological, right? It wasn't a psychological Ibaya. It was a Lamdish Ibaya. What was the Lamdish Ibaya of Shosak Olvotzov Tzavach? The Ibaya was whether the Chalukah is a Mitorah Safek or Vaday. right, is not psychological, but lamdish chaluka b'toras vadai o suffik. Now, how does the intensal lower make sense? It never had anything to do with psychology. If it's vadai, can I be makdish something that's vadai yours? Right? Is there any room to discuss me being makdish something that's vadai yours?
No.
Right? Let's say I'm makdish this laptop. Is there a need to discuss that in shas? No, the laptop is vadai yours. Now, what does vadai mean? And keep in mind, vadai doesn't mean like Eliona came down to us and told us. Vadai, is this laptop a vadai moshes? Like, do you know, did you follow this laptop from when it was manufactured in China and et cetera, et cetera? No, what we mean is, that halachically we've established the vadai that's moshes because he's holding on to the laptop and he's been holding on to it as far back as we recall, right? He's been holding on to the laptop, so it's vadai his. So says the Ran, what was the ibai of shasav lo tzavach? It was never a psychological question. It was a lundish question. Is it vadai? Again, I don't mean vadai, scientific vadai. Who's ever a scientific vadai, you know? I mean vadai meaning a legal vadai. Right? In any, I don't know, I assume it's not just in Judaism. In any normal legal system, there have to be times when we say we'll assume something as a vadai, right? Otherwise, how do you live your life? Right? So, do we, if we said it's vadai half my talus, vadai half yours, then of course, heck, this isn't going to work. That's what Gemara means. If you assume that kifa doesn't work because it's vadai half yours, of course I can't be makdish something that's vadai yours. Of course I can't be makdish your half. That's like being makdish Moshe's laptop. Ma pitom. But if you assume shasav lo tzavach works, that's because it was only suffik whose talus it was in the first place. Ah, once it's suffik whose talus it is, then the question is, can I be makdish something that's suffik who it is if I'm not holding on to it? Ah, that's a good question. That's the same one the Shafik is Masusa. Can I be Makdish something that Shafik whose it is and I'm not holding on to? And that's the same slum the Shafik is Shafik Bechar. Can the coin be Makdish something in the Havmina that we don't know who it belongs to and that he's not holding on to? Then the Gemara reads perfectly what the Ramban does. He just says the original Tinsel Omar was not about, the original Tinsel Omar was not about psychological hodah. We all know it was a suffix hodah. The original Tumsa Lomar was about whether it was vadai mine or whether it was suffix mine.
If we're going to say there's a shayla gemara about being makdish the other guy's half because it's suffix mine, suffix his, then my half, you know, would you have that same suffix because it's suffix mine, suffix his also? But clearly, I mean, that's what I think, you know, that you could be makdish. Sure.
Right, so I could be makdish for that's good. Based on what Tosa says later, meaning if something suffix mine and I'm holding on to it, then as long as I'm holding on to it, I can do what I want with it. So I can be makdish. Okay, why exactly? That gets into the dion of the Kovetz Ha'aros in Siman Ayin Aleph, which we get to. But let's assume that Tosa is right. I mean, whenever there's a suffix and I'm holding on to it, I can be makdish. Okay, the Rashba, I think, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't see the right. So the Rambam said that the whole suffix is whether we say Rav Yochanan or not.
Ah, so now what talk is the whole suffix whether we say Rav Yochanan or not? So that is not quite so posh. Then Taka, what's the suffix? Right, what is the lundish suffix according to the Ran? Is the suffix whether we say Rav Yochanan or not? So, so this is not true for the Ran, but the so says Bedas HaRamban, not Bedas the Ramban here, although it would work fine. Bedas the Ramban in Bava Kamma in the Melchamos. The Ketzos in Reish Yud Aleph Gimel says Bedas HaRamban, which again would totally fit the Ramban's Kedushim here, although that's not really where Ketzos is coming from. He was coming from a different Ramban. He says, I am Kaimelon for Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, love. That's what he says. Says the suffix is going to be Makdash Dovshin Bashusi. So it'll say, what kind of stupid suffix is that for the Gemara to have? It's a Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara brings in a Rabbi Yochanan. You really misupik about whether you hold like Rabbi Yochanan or not? So, anyone ever learned Baba Kama? Is it so pashut we hold like Rabbi Yochanan? No one ever learned Baba Kama? Oof. Okay. It should be a muster to us all. In the Gemara, in Daf Samet Tes Baba Kama, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish. Not everyone agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. It's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish. Pashut's Machlokes Tanaim between they all have different ways of working out the Tanaim, but it's single Pshuto. That's Machlokes Tanaim whether Rabbi Yochanan's work. Right, not everyone agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. It's not like sometimes an Amora says something, and no one who's an Orthodox Jew ever said otherwise. So that's the truth. What are you going to start, bothering me? But here's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish, who said, so Pashut we hold like? Who says that they all knew, we know the rule that Rabbi Yochanan beats Reish Lakish, but who says that there aren't other deyos involved? Who says so Pashut out of Paskin? So the answer is, maybe this Ibaya was, says that so whether to pass like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. The Miuchasim L'Ritva also brings it up in Safek Bechor. Maybe the Ibaya, maybe they didn't know Rabbi Yochanan then. Okay, I don't think it's say you didn't know Rabbi Yochanan. Just say, we didn't know whether to pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But that's not what the Rishonim like to say here. The Rishonim don't like to say here. They say it's a davar pashut that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And I think even the Ran, I don't know how before she is, but the Ran, no, he doesn't mention it explicitly. One second, if I can find the Ran, Yusha Ran, says the Ran, this is a very beautiful Lumdish Ran. Why do I say this is a real Lumdish Ran? This is like an Achronish Lumdish Ran, right? They have an Intu Tzolomer Shaslan Gul Sof Tzavach, and he says, no, they're not really, the Intu Tzolomer is not really two possibilities about what Shaslan Gul Sof Tzavach is. It's really two possibilities of what Shnayimos and Metalos is. Okay, that's how he gets the Gemara to read. He says someplace here, first he rejects Tosfos, and then he says his pshat. He says, "What's the imtim tzolomer? The imtim tzolomer is whether it tovsim kilos mitchil bevadei chetzil chetzil zeh. Again, it's bevadei chetzil chetzil zeh. And then, of course, hekdesh is going to work. Chayin said pshita, the hekdesh doesn't work, right? Or he says, if shasbol tzolach works, that means ain't on a tovsim talzim mitchilu kilos mitchil shneim. We never knew who was bevadei. It was only misafek that we're mamadit for shneim. And then we misafek whether hekdesh works. Why should hekdesh work?" And again, the suffix is even tzavach. The suffix has nothing to do with shasak anymore. Just a suffix whether hektish works, if it might be mine. The chimin mom is a suffix of shnei mom, v'dayin yish cholechad eza din afilu v'chitzi achar, dafilu suffix of dama hanyalei, dafgil gabi hedi lo akim rishas tofu zishin kocho chal, et cetera, rishas gvo, b'chol mach b'chay, lo mesur misira, v'chim shmom is a suffix of lechay, lehektish b'shpeg lenu yusur, v'kman tatak v'gdin lehev yutami, o dilma, my sashmam, of course, from your monitor point, says, avgil, I just haven't gotten to the part I want to read yet. Okay, you're right. The Ran doesn't explicitly deal with this at all. The Ramban doesn't deal with this at all. But the Ran doesn't deal with this at all. But and the Ramban doesn't. But the Rashba does. What does the Rashba say? Let's take a look at the Rashba. Says the Rashba. Now, the Rashba here is a little hard to read. Am I the only one who found the Rashba hard to read? Who found the Rashba easy?
I haven't found anything easy.
Baruch Hashem. Lefum Tzara Agra. Lefum Tzara Agra for two reasons. Number one, because it's Shemayim. Lefum Tzara Agra. But then number two, look in the back of Kovetz Haaretz, it's speaking in Tzar. Number two, if you think something is easy, you probably aren't really working to understand it properly. You probably have a Havanah Shitchit. If you think something's hard, then you'll actually get somewhere. Okay, so says the, that should also be an example for us all. Says the Rashba. The Rashba says, he starts the same question with Ramban. He says, what are you talking about? This whole sugar was about Udah, and what does Udah have to do with stuff like Bechor? Right? Someplace there's a mismatch. So, then he quotes Tosfos. Says Tosfos says, no, the Talos is the case of Shasla Zotzach, and it's a psychological suffix. He says, ridiculous, can't be. The suffix, of course, from Isaac, he has to let me in Shasla Zotzach. No sheikhs of Shtik and suffix before. Right? And then he says, hey, the Masusa, what does Masusa have to do with everything? Why not just bring in Gazal Nos Yashua Bayun here? Right? So he says, Shani Hacha, the Tafs of Ein Yachal Lotziv Dayan, Mahavali Kisutin Karkai, what does he say? How does he read the Imtim Tzolomer? He doesn't say explicitly Imtim Tzolomer. But what does Shasla Zotzach? What does the Rashba say? If I grab this pencil and get on with Shasak Sof Tzavach, what would we say?
It's not a good.
No. Why? He was Shosik?
Yeah, but he wasn't fighting. He didn't even think about it.
The answer is, say better in the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, in a regular. You might need this, I don't want to bother with your Torah. In a regular case, says the Rashba, if I just found grab something for you, obviously I lose. Why? Ella, since we're fighting and grabbing it already in your shosik, even though you go back in and scream, it's like mine. Because if I grab a talus that we're both holding, I'm not like a goslin. Sounds like I stand grab your item. I am like a goslin. That's what he says in the next line. He says, you think the reason of Shasat Lot Tzavach is a plain old-fashioned hodah, like everyone but the Ran? No, I'm the predecessor of the Ran, says the Rashba. Be'alma. Normally, if I grab your watch and your shosik l'sof tzavach, what do you mean? I'm a gazlin. How do we know I'm a gazlin? Which means, let's think about what the Rashi is saying. How do we know I'm a gazlin? Because I took your watch, which means we knew it was. Your watch. We know it's your watch. If I take your watch, I'm a gazlin. In a gazlin, is there anything talking about shasak l'sof tzavach in a gazlin? Is there anything talking about hodah in a gazlin? Like, is it shayach l'sof tzavach kahodah and shasak l'sof tzavach in a gazlin? What's the rule of a gazlin? A gazlin's a Russia. He stole something, he has to get it back. It doesn't matter what you say. That's a regular case of the gazlin. What does shasak l'sof tzavach prove? He says, in this case, I'm not a gazlin. I'm just taking my own thing. Why? Because because you wouldn't have been quiet if it wasn't really mine. Therefore, whenever I could be tokef and win if you were shosik, it's like it's mine, and if I grab it, it's in my rishus. Now, the Rashba is very unclear. What's the Rashba saying? He's saying that this whole idea of Shasat Tzot Tzavach is not just pure, regular, old-fashioned Hodah. The point of Shasat Tzot Tzavach is to prove that I'm not just a gazlan, I have Shaychus, it's really mine. What's he saying? So I think what he's saying is, similar to Chidush Aran, in Tzimtzum Lomar Shasat Tzot Tzavach doesn't work. Why doesn't it work?
Because it wasn't a hodah.
Why wasn't it a hodah?
Because I had no reason to jump and scream yet.
Because you had no reason to jump and scream yet. Okay, that's the way most people read it. Okay, if so, so why should that change the bayah bet hektish? How's the Rashba reading the Gemara? Oh, you didn't say Rashba, you said Ramban.
No, but I said...
Who wants to read the Gemara for the Rashba? Josh.
It would also be for the Rashba. I know that there's this pasuk. I mean, according to the second Girsa, I know that there's this pasuk. So I know that I'm going to win.
It's a psychological question about whether my shtika is significant or not, like Tosos. Then how are they posting that from Asusa? And not only that, the Rashba brings down Tosos and says Tirtzav Tosos that the question is whether your shtika is significant. But ain't a mechaber because look at some of Bechoros. Ain't a mechorah because look at Safik Bechoros. First he says, no, it's not a psychological suffix. It has nothing to do with your whether you should have objected or not, whether your silence is significant or not. Says the Rashba. Seems to be a lump of the suffix. Then he asks another question. What about Gazal and Osiyashio, Bailam Shneim, and Yuchon Lakdisho? Isn't it obvious to everyone like Rabbi Yochanan? So how does the Rashba answer it? Now, he doesn't like go through and tell you very, very nicely exactly how he's tying everything up, unfortunately. So we can just try to do our best, and then we can fight it out over, you know, the next 100 years if you want. But how is he answering this question? I think he's answering this question from very Pashut. What does he say? He says here, he's toughest, it's different. What is the Rashba saying? The Rashba is saying that what's unique about the case of Masusa and Talis, on the one hand, it's not under my grasp. It's not in my grasp. On the other hand, Masusa, it's not in my grasp to be Makdish, but on the other hand,
and claim to Bailas.
So everyone always has a claim to Bailas. How can I be? What's the having me Makdish and Masusa? It's not in my grasp. But on the other hand, it's not in your grasp. Right? Rashba says in these cases, Talis and Masusa are not in my grasp, but not in his either.
You say grasp, you mean reshut?
Yes, they're in limbo. They're in limbo. What's Masusa? On the one hand, I'm not holding on to it. How can I be Makdish it? But on the other hand, you're not holding on to it, so maybe I can be Makdish it. What's the case of Talis? On the one hand, I'm not holding on to it, but I am Tafus, right? You're not holding on to it either. We're both Tafus on it. If we're both Tafus on it, it's in limbo. Can I be Makdish something that is in limbo? That's a reasonable question. Can I be Makdish something that's in limbo? Rav Yochanan doesn't answer that question. What does answer the question? Can I be Makdish something that's in limbo? What type of property, Danny, is always in limbo and not in anyone's grasp? What?
Karka.
And can I be Makdish Karka that's in limbo? The answer is only.
If I can
only if I'm motivated, only if I have proof. And since the Masusa and Talis, I don't have proof, then I can. That's an interesting question. That's what Rashi was saying. We're asking Taka an interesting question here that we didn't know from Yochanan. Ah, maybe we knew from Nachman. Okay, fine. But we didn't know from Yochanan. How about something that's in limbo? This is in limbo. What does he say? Shani up the toughest bar. El sheni yochol tziv dayon. Never have we can sue the guy. Shein in lo zev lo zev. Hold on, bar. It's like Masusa, because I am holding it, but you're also holding it. So neither one of us can win. So it's not that. Again, if it was just Talis, I'd say I am holding it. Okay, clearly compared to Masusa, is that it's in limbo. Neither one of us is holding it more than the other. That's not right. What was Rabbi Yochanan's case? Rabbi Yochanan's case is God's level in the statue of Bailam. Everyone knows. If I'm holding on to my pen, I can be Makdish it. If you stole my pen, I can't be Makdish it. What if it's in the middle? What if it's sitting in the street and neither of us is holding on to it? What if it's Karka that neither of us is holding on to? What if we're both holding on to it equally? And not that we're each holding on to half, right? We're both holding on to all of it equally. Then Takna Makshana. That's a reasonable question. What's the only case that doesn't fit? What's the only case that doesn't fit? If these are all cases where we really have a suffix, because neither one of us is holding on to more than the other, what case doesn't fit? Bechor. Who's holding on to the Bechor? That's supposed to be an easy question. The Kohen's holding on to the Bechor, right? Right? The Kohen's holding on to the Bechor. So what's pshat? 1 second. And what's pshat? Isn't that the coin's holding on to the bechor? So says the Rashi. The Rashi asks that question. M.K. Michael Meishel Sofik Bechoros the Tafelin of Lotafim Chal. How is that relevant to Sofik Bechor? I don't have it at all, right? It's in your Rishus. It's not like it's in neutral ground. I have nothing on the bechor. Shouldn't that be pashut from Yochanan? Okay, he throws us a curveball. That case is different. That case is ke'ilu tafisba, meaning ke'ilu were both tafisba, not ke'ilu just me. Ke'ilu were both tafisba. He says kedusha ba me'leha. Therefore, it's ke'ilu tafisba. Ritva. 1 second. Where are we? Alright. I think it's the Ritva. Here we are. All right. I think this line is... Yeah, sorry. I meant the Ritva here. The Ritva seems to take, he has a different reading of the Gemara, right? But he takes a general approach. What about Safek Bechor? What about Safek Bechor? So the Mechassim Ritva says similar to the Rashba, right? The Rashba says, Kedusha Haba Meileha is different. What does that mean? That even in the Havni, they knew the Kedusha came from itself. They just thought it came from itself through the Kohen. In the Havni, it was like a hybrid. It came from itself through the Kohen. But since it came from itself through the Kohen, therefore, it's as if they're both grabbing onto it because the Kedusha is coming by itself. The Miuchasim L'Ritva and the Ritva say this is only the Suffolk by the Bechor. Only the Bechor is a lumpish Suffolk. But how do they get around with Yochanan? So the Miuchasim L'Ritva by Bechor, the things people say only by Bechor, I will put in red. The Miuchasim L'Ritva says that, maybe they didn't know Rabbi Yochanan, they're Mesopic, they didn't know Rabbi Yochanan or not. And the Miuchasim also suggests, or maybe since over here there's an objective Suffolk of the Suffolk Bechor, therefore it's as if they're both pill-faced, because he says, man, Axis Gezuk is an objective Suffolk. The Ritva has another nice shot. The Ritva says, why is Suffolk Bechor not a problem with Rabbi Yochanan? So the Ritva says, because in Rabbi Yochanan's case, I'm not holding on to it, you're holding on to it. And how are you holding on to it? You're holding on to it neutrally, or you're holding on to it as an enemy? In the case of Guzzel, the Musashu Abayla. You steal it, how are you holding on to it? You're holding on to it, it's a Gazlan against me. In the case of Safak Bechor, how is the Bailam holding on to it? What does the Bailam think when he's holding on to it? What does he think? He knows that it's his. How does he know that it's his? He thinks it's a Safek. He has to go ask the rabbi, right? So the Ritva says, Eino machzik ba bitoras gezel. The Ritva says, in the case of the Bechor, that's as if we're both holding on to it equally. Why? Because only you're holding on to it. But you're not holding on to it to take it away from me. You're holding on to it and you don't know what to do with it. Therefore, if you're holding on to it neutrally, that's not like Guzzlem Shaisho Bailem. That's like money that's somewhere in the middle that neither one of us is holding on to. So, again, the Ritva and the Yechassim only say there's a Lumdish Suffolk Suffolk Bechor. They don't say there's a Lumdish Suffolk the whole way through. But if it is a Lumdish Suffolk, how do you get out of the problem of Rabbi Yochanan? How can there be a Lumdish Suffolk? Don't we know Rabbi Yochanan? So either they didn't know Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore they can have a Lumdish Suffolk, or they did know Rabbi Yochanan, but they didn't know Rabbi Nachman. And this isn't a case of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is when you're not holding on to it, when someone else is holding on to it. In this case, you're both holding on to it equally, because in the Talis, you're both grabbing onto it equally. And in the Masusa, neither you're grabbing onto it equally. Although the Miuchasim L'Ritva has a day, maybe it's also you're both holding on to it. And the Safek Bechor, even though only the Bailam's holding on to it, even though only the Baal Bas is holding on to it, since it's Kedusha Bameyeleha, and therefore his holding on to it is not so relevant to the Kedusha. Therefore, it's as if no one's holding on to it. Or, even though he is holding on to it, since he's not holding on to it with a Shita, he's not holding on to it as a Bailam, therefore, it's as if it's in the middle between the two of you, and you'd have a Havmi be Maktashit. Kamashmal on that, you can't be Maktashit. Okay, these are a few of the ways of reading through the Sugyas. Let's just go back to the Rashba for a second, as long as we're in the Rashba, right? And for the Rashba to get out of the conclusion that we didn't know Rabbi Yochanan here. For the Rashba, Taka, if it's a Lumdish Suffolk all along, yeah, it's a Lumdish Suffolk all along, what did that Lumdish Suffolk, right? Lumdish Suffolk, you post it from Susa, what did that Lumdish Suffolk have to do with the Imtin Salomar? So the Rashba sounds like he's pretty similar to, sounds like he's pretty similar to the Ran. And the Rashba, I think, holds like the Ran. What does the Rashba say to Imtin Salomar? The Imtin Salomar is not psychological. But if Shasak Ulevasof tzavach works. Why would shosik l'zot tzavach work? He doesn't explicitly say that the Rambam is being din tzavach. But he says, if shosik l'zot tzavach works, why does shosik l'zot tzavach work? It works because you're not a goslin. Now, here I'm adding to him in light of the Rambam. What does it mean because you're not a goslin? Why in one case are you a goslin, in the other case you're not a goslin? The answer is pashut. In a case where we know that it belongs to the other guy, if you steal it, you're just a goslin. It's that no talking about a shtika. In a case where we're not sure who it belongs to, if you steal it, then you're not a goslin. You're a shita. And if you're a shita, then we take the other shtika go da. Basically saying the same thing as the Ran. If shasak ul vatsof tzavach works, that's because it wasn't Vadai half his. And in the end, I think he's saying something almost the same as the Ran. What he's saying is that if Shasak Zot Sarach doesn't work, maybe Shasak Zot Sarach doesn't work because, what do you mean? It's half his. You're a goslin. If a goslin takes something, we don't look at Shtika. But if Shasak Zot Sarach does work, he also sounds like the Bai of Shasak Zot Sarach is not whether. Is not a psychologically bia. No, the bia of Tzavach is fundamentally a lumdishi bia. If you say that anyone takes the other half of the talus, the goslin, because he's taking someone else's half of the talus, Tzavach won't work. If you say that someone who takes half of the talus, if you say, like, it's pashut, half is yours, half is mine, Tzavach doesn't work. If you say someone who takes half the talus is taking a suffix talus, then you say, hold on a second, it's a suffix. Oh, me suffix, why should you let the guy win? Because the suffix and the other guy was shosek, that's poshek the suffix. Shasl so tzavach is machria rather than the suffix. If it's a vada that I'm a goslin, why does he keep saying goslin? If it's a vada that I stole your laptop, shasl so tzavach is not going to be a vada. It's not a whole dog gemura. But if it's a suffix whose laptop it is, shasl so tzavach is machria the suffix. And I think he's saying the same as the Ran. The only subtle difference might be, the Ran says, it's a suffix hodah, therefore it can be machriya suffix, not a vadai. Think the Rashi might just say, it's a contextual hodah. The Rashi would say better, it's a partial hodah. It's not 100% clear it's hodah. It really is coming down to the same thing, Lachara. Alright, it is coming down to the same thing, Lachara. I think if I say it differently, I'm going to be saying the same thing, different words. I think the Rashi is the same as the Ran. If I'm a goslin, Shasl Sof Tzavach doesn't work. Why? Because it's not 100% clear Hodah. It's 100% clear I'm a goslin. It's not 100% clear Hodah. I lose. But if I'm not a goslin, I'm a Suffolk, then we look at Shasl Sof Tzavach and we say, that's enough Hodah to be Machriya B'makom Suffolk. Which again is almost the same thing as the Ran. It's not 100% clear Hodah. It's enough Hodah to be Achriya B'makom Suffolk. Not enough Hodah to be Achriya B'makom Vadai. So I think the Rashi we see here is saying the same thing as the Ran, even though he didn't say anything in the last sugya. But by the time he gets to this sugya, he's forced to say the same as the Ran because he wants to figure out where to cross the bridge in this sugya. Okay, there is more to discuss in terms of the Shakta V'tari. This is the main shitas. Okay, there's a couple shitas we didn't get to. Moshe, you'll remember this now. There's a couple sheets that we didn't get to. But I would say maybe, okay, on Thursday, we'll spend a few minutes just finishing up the sheetas in reading this Gemara, and then I'll give out a Makor sheet. We'll discuss the end of Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil, where we left off in Tosfos Maskil Baha. Hopefully we'll have time to just finish this up for a few moments, just have a read Pashim Shad in the Sugya. Discuss the end of Tosfos Maskil Baha. Also, I'd like to discuss the Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Zayin on Aleph. That's also relevant here a little. So, if we have time to discuss all those things Thursday, we will. And then on next Monday, we'll get to the actual Tzadik Makoyim part in the middle of the Sugya. And we'll spend at least a shiur on the Sugya of Tzadik Makoyim. And then in the Tosfos on Tzadik Makoyim, you have really all the other stuff of Shas in miniature. And we'll try to at least look at those. And then I think after we finish the sugya, before we go on in Daf Zayin, after we finish the sugya, we'll have Chazar and have the panel.